It is the entity in downtown Fresno that has been ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. That's correct. 56 years of blessing happening at the Evangel Home of Fresno. Right here, this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. It's called Heartline. Thanks for joining us, and here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks again, Ken Adams. We appreciate being part of Evangel Home's ministry on the radio here with you. We call it Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the ministry here at 137 North Yosemite in beautiful downtown Fresno. And Jerry Brenneman is here. We are in her office. She's the director of all things Evangel Home. And we have a guest this morning, Jerry, and we don't know much about Sarah, so we're just going to spend most of the time unpacking what her story is and how she came to be here. And she's got a wonderful little package sitting in the front side of her lap there, and maybe we'll get to talk to Adrian a little bit too. But let's greet our listeners, and anything that you want to say about Sarah, and we'll get going.
All right. Thanks, Jim, and hello, everybody. Sitting with us today is Sarah, and one reason we don't know a whole lot about her, she's been here about 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks. But Sarah is one of those wonderful women that just keeps her nose to the grindstone, does what she's supposed to do, and so she's not filling the house with drama. You know, we're not constantly having to deal with whatever her issues might be. She's the kind of woman that you really want to have a whole house full of, maybe. And I remember my first meeting with Sarah and Adrian and her other son, Eric. She'd only been here an hour or so, and I kept hearing this thumping in my office, which was, you know, after a while it gets a little irritating. It's sort of like, I don't like it when there's no kids in the house, but suddenly when there's a lot of kids, that can get kind of overwhelming. I didn't know what that thumping noise was. So I walked up and down the hallway and followed it to her room, and it was her older son who was laying on his bed, hitting the wall with his foot. And he was very upset. So I went in and tried to talk to him, and he wouldn't look at me. He wouldn't do anything I wanted him to do. But the one with us now did. But I watched Sarah during that time, Jim, and I thought, this is a young mom who really is going to appreciate help. Because whatever went on in that room, she was fine with. I never want to talk or discipline a child unless I've talked to the mom. There was not one bit of defensiveness from her. There was not one bit of excuse making. There was only a plea for help, and that's the kind of person that we get to talk and visit with today. Eric's doing much better. I'm so proud of him, and his little brother Adrian right here is doing really well. So that tells me the mom's doing really well too.
Good. Well, I'll look forward now to unpacking Sarah's story, as I mentioned. Sarah, before we went on the air, before we opened up the microphone, we found out that you lost your house in foreclosure, kind of been going to motel for a period of time. What led to the loss of your house in foreclosure? Job loss?
Yes, I did. I lost a job, and my husband lost his job. He had diabetes, and he had neuropathy of his feet, where he had to quit his job because he had no feelings in his feet, or he couldn't climb ladders because he was a professional painter. And then we split up from there, ended up with the two kids, and tried to do it on my own, and the Lord led me here.
Were you in the workforce?
I'm a cashier. I've been a cashier for 15 years, more than 15 years. And the job that I had was too overwhelming, and I had to look for another job, but there's no jobs right now at this moment, but I'm going to get back into it as soon as I can.
And how long has this mobility process been going on? When did you have to leave your home?
March of this year.
So, what's that, 6 months?
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, wow. So kind of tough to raise a couple of kids when you're on the move, don't have a consistent address. So how did you hear about Evangel Home?
Through my aunt. She goes to church, and she heard about this, and she told me to call, and I called, and they didn't have no room, but I kept on calling every day, and finally, a week later, there was an opening, and I came.
Okay, and one of my favorite questions that I almost always ask is, you knocked on the door, somebody answered the door, you walked in, looked around, and you thought,
how beautiful it was. It was beautiful. I loved it. My kids loved it. They loved the couch. Sitting on the couch, it was comfortable. The way they treated us, with warmth, you know, loving, like we're just another person. We're not, you know, no better than anybody else. And they try to treat us with lots of love here.
Yeah, we hear the people walk in and say, it's not a barracks, it's a home.
Yeah,
yeah, expectations yeah. were not what they expected.
Yeah.
So, now, tell us about this young man sitting in front of you.
And this is Adrian. He's 4 years old. He's about to start preschool on Monday.
All right. Adrian, you got a little scrape on your knee. What happened, bud?
I fell. You
fell from your bicycle?
Hmm?
You fell off your bicycle?
On my grandpa's.
Grandpa's bike.
He was riding a big bike
and took a tumble. All right. Well, he's got a bandage down there.
Adrian, what are these?
Yeah, we've got these, looks like, well, what do you call these, Adrian?
His new muscles.
New muscles?
They're shields.
All right, shields. Well, they're McDonald's cups with the bottom cut out that slide over his hand and up his forearm.
His wrist guard. There he is.
Yeah, his wrist guards for riding his bicycle. Yeah, that's very cool.
McDonald's is missing an opportunity there. You know, those would make nice little fashion designer wrist guards.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, now Eric is how old?
He's 9. He just turned 9, August 6th.
So he's in school.
Yes, he is. He's in school, and then he goes into an after-school program, and he loves it. And he loves his new teacher. Is so good with him this year.
Great. So you've been here a couple of weeks, and are you thinking down the road? What's on the horizon for you?
Actually, I'm letting it in the Lord's hands right now.
So
I'm praying every day.
I always back up.
Hang on just a second, so I'll get the microphone to you.
We've got too many conversations going on, huh? When someone says that, Sarah, I always want to back up and say, you're leaving it in the Lord's hand, but how do you know when to take it? Or how do you know when how do you know when to make a move?
When I feel it in my heart, and
I think this is worth exploring, because it's like, what are you looking for? What do you want? So what do you tell God that you want? When you pray, do you just say, your will be done? And
no, or will you? Lord,
hang on just a second. I got to get a microphone to you.
I pray and I tell him, give me signs to know, what, you know, which way, or is this the way, you know, and then, I don't know, I just feel it.
Well, let me ask you this: Are you doing something on activist to pursue other options, or?
Yeah, I'm going through housing, looking through housing, and not only that. There's a lot in the past too that I went through, and trying to keep out of trouble also, you know.
Do you have? Now, I don't know. I'm just going to explore this, and feel free to say I've crossed a line. But most of the time, our residents here have had some kind of abuse in the background, substance abuse or physical abuse. Substance abuse?
Yes. Yes, I used to be on methamphetamine about a year ago, almost.
How did that start? That's a hard one. Okay. Well, we don't have to go there, Sarah. But let's just say you're not there anymore. Is that fair? Okay, well, praise the Lord.
I would like the mic back, please, because I think that when you talk about the cycle that Sarah gets in and the motel to motel, and that's why I want to pull out of her what she's asking God to do, because so many times if we're not really grounded, then the signs that she's looking for that might be God might also be her emotions. So I'm kind of hitting Sarah over the head maybe. She's doing the right thing by just waiting and resting. And we all know that God points us in life through different things. You know, people will say, God told me. I've never heard God speak to me. I have not heard the words, but I've seen things line up, whether it's a council of people and things I'm reading in Scripture. I see how God ties things together, and I think it takes a little maturity to see that. And it's heartbreaking to me when I see some of our women, and I hope Sarah is not one of them, that moves on emotion. Whatever feels good, well, that must be what God wants. No, it isn't, because God is not the God that we only feel. He's a God that's out there directing, and part of that is our obedience to him. I don't think we can really get his signals if we're not being obedient. that we're just sort of flying by the seat of our pants. And then it becomes what I call the Cupid doll God. You know, we just rub him on the head when we want something.
Yes.
You know, God, I need a car. Oh, I got a car. Thank you, God. And then off you go back into whatever you were doing. And
yeah, God's not a celestial genie.
No. You can go back in your bottle now.
I don't need anything now, yeah.
Yeah, that's frequently a problem area. Well, we're running close on time. Sarah, thank you for coming to visit. Thank you, Andrew, for taking a little... Adrian, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the first time I was introduced to Adrian. These poor old ears are not what they used to be. But you're a handsome young man, and we appreciate you coming in and letting us meet you. Enjoy those wristbands.
Thank you.
You betcha. Just hang on right there, Sarah. Jerry and I are going to talk for just a couple more minutes. Jerry, we're coming into the fall season, and honestly, although we don't like to see it in the stores, it's not too early to start thinking about what's headed in the next quarter or so. What are Evangel Homes' needs and how people can pray and provide?
Thank you, Jim. As we end the fall, get into the fall season, I am reminded that is the greatest time for giving for ministries, for charities. Cash donations in the last quarter of the year, we live on those basically. So that will be a huge need because we are down about 10% in giving this year. I'm not at all surprised by that. The blessing of that, Jim, is that we always run a tight ship and that we're always concerned about finances, always have been. And so we're not running anything any differently now except to really cut expenses as much as we can and to find new donors. So I really think that is one of my priorities, is finding people out there who want to support what God is doing in this place. Not always going to people who do support us and saying, can you give more, but can we find other people? So I'm really looking forward to that because I think this is, as Sarah said when she walked in here and saw that it was so beautiful. I think when people walk in, they get an eye full and a heart full that they can't get any other way. So I'm hoping for a few more tours also.
Okay. Well, my listening friend, now we're out of time. And if you can help, start by prayer. It's warfare here, and we need that prayer support. But if you'd like suggestions, give us a call, 264-4714. Again, Sarah, Adrian, thank you for being here. Ken, take it away. And my listening friend, we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714, 264-4714. Round the clock online from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection. Find the Evangel Home pretty simple at evangelhome.org. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Heartline. See you next time.